Our first scripture reading this morning is from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 4, verses 16 to 25. And that can be found either in your pew Bibles or on the screen behind me. In this letter, Paul writes about the faith of Abraham, which is considered a faith that we all should aspire to. Even against all odds, and even in the face of being asked to do something that was far beyond his comfort zone, he believed that God would provide, and he responded. Let's read what Paul has to say. For this reason, it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the descendants of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, for he is the father of all of us. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence all things that do not exist. Hoping against hope, he believed that he would become the father of many nations, according to what was said, so numerous shall your descendants be. He did not weaken in the faith when he considered his own body, which was already as good as dead, for he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong in the faith as he gave glory to God, being fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Therefore, his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now, the words "it was reckoned to him" were written not only for the sake alone, but for ours also. It will be reckoned to us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was handed over to the death for our trespasses, and who was raised for our justification. Here ends the first reading.
So yesterday I took Stacy and all the girls to the airport, and they flew out west to see her family. They live just south of Seattle, and they hadn't been out there in nearly 3 years. My girls have a cousin who's over 2 years old that they haven't seen in a while, and so we're glad. I'm heading out on Tuesday. We're glad we're going to be able to make it back out there after a long period of time. But then when I got home yesterday, it felt very different. I'm not used to being alone. I'm not used to being by myself. And I was definitely very, very much out of my comfort zone yesterday in a very, very big way. And as I was thinking about this sermon, I'm thinking, how can I kind of give you a sense of what it feels like to be out of your comfort zone? I know you know what it feels like, but sitting here on Sunday morning in a place that you're very familiar with, probably in a place that you're very familiar with, how do I give you an opportunity, at least at the beginning of this sermon, to give you a sense of what Abraham may have felt when he heard God's voice that told him to leave? And he certainly did not feel in his comfort zone. So then I thought, you know, what if we mixed up our pews a little bit? What if we asked you all to move? And if there's one person who, if you saw them move, you would be thinking to yourself, okay, if he's able to move, then I can move. Joe, what do you think? Do you think you mind? Do you mind moving? Do you mind move? Why don't you go ahead and move? Why don't you go ahead and move your seat? Go ahead. Why don't you go? Where are you going to sit? Oh, you're going to take Clayton's seat. Clayton, you got to move. Go ahead, everyone, just go ahead and stand up and let's just move. Move out of from where you used to sit. And I know we have a lot of visitors here today, so this is...
It's quieter
This is that counts. Where are you going? Are you going? For y'all, it's no different, so. All right, let's try to bring the horses back into the stable. Someone's lost his wife. If someone, if someone can find Michelle. All right, well, thank you all for doing that. Isn't that better? Doesn't that feel so much better? Y'all didn't know on this side, you've never seen me from this side, and y'all from the, it's, now that's such a small, tiny example of what we're really going to be seeing now when we look in our Genesis scripture. And again, we're making our way through Genesis. We made our way all the way through. Now finally we're in to where we get to see about Father Abraham, right? So we're going to be looking at Abraham and his family pretty much now for a long time. Let's just leave it at that. Now, an embarrassing question that you can ask my kids, if you ever ask them, is if you ask them, where are you from? Naomi has this monologue that's pretty funny. And it starts off like this. Well, I was born in Italy, but my dad was born in Portugal. And then we moved to Florida. And then we grew up in Russia, but we lived in the summers in Washington. And now we're in Pennsylvania. So what part of my life do you want to know where I'm from? But I have a question. How many of you have lived in Pennsylvania your whole life, apart from maybe going to school somewhere else, or apart from maybe a little stint at a job somewhere else, or maybe you were in the service somewhere else? How many of you have lived in Pennsylvania pretty much your whole life? Go ahead, raise your hand. Okay. So you'll be able to relate to this story. You'll be able to relate to what Abraham had to go through and how he was called to move out of his comfort zone in such a dramatic, drastic fashion. And yet, this is why Paul says he's an example of the faith, and yet he was willing to do it. He trusted in the promises of God. Let's go ahead and read Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Let's go over that list again. Go from your country, your kindred, your father's house to the land that I will show you. And there I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great so that you will be a blessing. Verse 3, I will bless those who bless you. And the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went, just as the Lord had told him. And Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Loving God, we do ask you now that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be worthy and acceptable in your sight. For you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I want you to imagine just for a moment that you're progressing and making your way toward your 75th birthday. Again, you lived in Lancaster County pretty much your whole life. You're looking forward to retirement. You don't have any children, but you have a nephew named Lot who's basically like your son. Things are going well. You're living in the house where you grew up in, or at least the house that your father had built. Any of you relate to that? Any of you able to say, yes, that's where I am? And one day, you're out on the golf course sizing up a 4-foot putt. If you don't play golf, you're somewhere else doing something that you feel very comfortable doing. When a voice comes to you and tells you, you need to pack up your things, take your wife, leave Lancaster County and go to the ends of the earth. I don't know, the Buck or something. No, I'm kidding. And go to the ends of the earth. Like, go to Sudan or something along. I know some of you are from the Buck. I was kidding, I swear. And for those of you who may be used to that, it's an adventure. For those of you who may be used to moving, which is very few of you, as I saw with the hands raised, it may be something that's exciting for you. But for the rest of us, for the vast majority of us, we're thinking, God, I think you have the wrong person. You got your names mixed up. There's got to be another person with my name, maybe even close by here, that you meant to talk to. It's not me. That's not what I'm comfortable doing at all. I dare say it may even almost be a time when you start to question a little bit in your mind if this is really what God wants me to do. That's exactly what happened with Abraham and Sarah. And I know at this point in the scripture it's Abram and Sarai. But just so that we know who we're talking about, I'm going to use the words Abraham and Sarah so that we're all on the same page. Keep in mind where they were living. They were living in the Fertile Crescent, which was back then one of the few places on the earth that had some of the modern amenities. It was one of the few places on earth where the civilization was growing and expanding, and things were pretty comfortable. Things were very comfortable there. There were a lot of memories that Abraham had with his family tied to that place. And life could have been so simple. It would have been so much easier if Abraham had just said, you know, I don't think I want to do this. I'm just going to continue on with my life. And he could have. He could have very easily have said that. But what would have happened if he had done that is that their lives then would have ended, and the promises of God that resided in Abraham and then are passed down to us would have had to have been completed through someone else. God had very, very different plans for Abraham and Sarah. He didn't want them to end their lives in a life of complacency and comfort. I know that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? So God tells Abraham, chapter 12, verses 1 through 4, go. Go. Go from your country. Go from your relatives. Go from your father's house to an undisclosed place that I'm not going to tell you where right now. I'll tell you a little later on. Just start going. Trust me, is what he says. Trust me. If you move, I will bless you. And then there's this part of scripture that's in verse 3 of chapter 12 that we don't a lot of times remember. Not only will God bless Abraham, but who else will God bless if Abraham follows through on what God tells him to do? If Abraham steps out of his comfort zone and moves, he will be blessed. But who else is going to be blessed? Look at verse 3. It's not a rhetorical question. The descendants and anyone else who comes into contact with you, Abraham, I'll bless them as well. See, a lot of times we think if we step out of our comfort zone, the purpose of that is so that we can be blessed. Yes. But even, I don't want to say bigger, but just that significant purpose is that God then allows us to be a blessing to other people who are around us as well. Folks, so much of what we do here at the church is for the purpose of making sure that we are a blessing to others. That we are a blessing to others. And this was part of the equation that God encourages Abraham to move. Let's go to Romans chapter... where are we? Chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. And again, Paul uses Abraham as this example of faith. He uses him as an example of someone who followed through in what God had commanded him to do. If you look at verse 21, the reason why Abraham was able to move, Paul gives us the reason why. In verse 21, it states, because he was fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. When we're fully convinced in God's promises, when we're fully convinced that what God says actually is going to come true, then we're able to step out of our comfort zone into where God is asking us to go. There's no wavering for Abraham. He follows God's call, and he's blessed, and then eventually, as a result, those around him are blessed as well. Now, let's be clear. When we talk about moving out of our comfort zone, it doesn't just mean, of course, moving from one side of the church to the other. Joe, how are you feeling? You feeling okay? It doesn't mean physically moving, even. It doesn't mean moving our house or going somewhere. There's so many different ways to be out of our comfort zone. And it also doesn't mean, and this is important, that you move out of your comfort zone just to move out of your comfort zone. That's not an end unto itself. That's not a reason why to do something new just to do something new. That's not a reason to do something different just because we can do something different. There are reasons behind why we need to move out of our comfort zone. For Abraham, it was so that he could be a blessing to other people. It was so God could establish and create a nation out of him that was separated from those nations that were worshiping idols. There's always a reason why God asks us to move out of our comfort zone. So if we ever feel like we're moving in a direction where we feel so strongly that we have to do something new, but we don't know why, just because it's something new, maybe we're forcing ourselves to move out of our comfort zone just for the sake of, Pastor Bob said, move out of our comfort zone. That's not what I'm saying. There needs to be a reason that's associated to God's promises for why we would ever move out of our comfort zone. So there are many different ways. For some of us, it could be actually physically moving. For others, it might be looking at church leadership as a possibility. That may be something that you never imagined would be on your radar. And then you get to see all the intricate, sometimes not so pretty, behind-the-scenes work of the church. For others, it might mean a new job, where you are actually able to use the gifts and the skills that God has given you instead of just seeing it as a means to produce income. For others, it could be changing our understanding of what the church is from an institutional body that is simply interested in caring for its own as opposed to a missional church. Like Abraham was a blessing not only for himself, but also for others. We may find ourselves in a little bit of a spiritual downturn as individuals. And so stepping out of our comfort zone is doing something to make sure that we're reconnected with God. Reading scripture as a discipline. Praying as a discipline. You might be willing to step out of your comfort zone also if you knew it was God's voice speaking to you directly. We don't always get that clear voice, do we? We don't always get maybe that voice that Abraham got where he knew that God was speaking to him directly. Sometimes we say, Lord, take me out of my comfort zone and show me very clearly what your will is. That may also be part of stepping out of our comfort zone. You know, this church has a history of being willing to step out of their comfort zone. It's part of who we have been in the past. The session this past week voted to consolidate the organist choir master position and the director of contemporary music into one position, which is called the director of music. It's nothing new. We've had that position before. But it is a risky move. It's a risky move because things are going well in the church. We could keep status quo. We could keep things the way they are and things would continue to grow and things would continue to build. Isn't there a verse in the Bible that says, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Hezekiah 12, I think it is. It's actually not scriptural. It's actually not scriptural. What is scriptural is God always pushing the limits, making sure that no matter how successful we think something is, if it's not a blessing to others around you, if it doesn't give you more ability and more capability to reach those around you with the gospel of Jesus Christ, then it needs to be tinkered with. Some of you heard of Tiger Woods, right? The old Tiger Woods. Can always count on David. Remember back when he was winning everything? You know what he did? After he won, I think it was the U.S. Open by like 12 strokes, he changed his swing, right? Why change it? To try to improve it. Okay, bad example. But as a church, we are always called, aren't we? To see where is God leading us? Where is God calling us? The main goal of any church is to bring people to Jesus Christ and to spread God's message of love around us. We don't need to do any of those things. Abraham didn't need to move. He didn't have to. It would have been so much easier for him not to move. It would be so much easier for us to stay with status quo. We know it. We're familiar with it. But beware, because if we actually do step out of our comfort zone, then some pretty innovative things just might start happening. People just might want to have an after-school program for elementary age kids. People may want to look at our physical plant as to whether it's inviting and welcoming. We may want to send a staff person to seminary and then kind of put us in limbo or not sure where that leaves us with some of our ministries. Those are all hypotheticals. They could happen. But ultimately, when Abraham stepped out of his comfort zone, where did he end up? In the promised land, right? He ended up in the promised land. And I can assure you that the more we step out of our comfort zone and move in God's direction, then the more God will be able to bless us. And this is the exciting part for me. That part's exciting too. But the even more exciting part for me is the more God will be able to bless those around us. If we're not willing to step out of our comfort zone, we're not going to get the blessing. But the most tragic part of it is those around us aren't going to be able to be as blessed because of our unwillingness to step out. Brothers and sisters, I do encourage you this summer to look for opportunities to hear God's voice in those areas in your life, and maybe even in those areas in the church where he is asking us to step out of our comfort zone. And I think what we'll find is that we will grow as individuals closer to the Lord. Certainly as a church, I'm sure we will find blessings even more abundant than what we have already experienced. Will God bless us and keep us and hold us in the palm of our hand, in the palm of his hand, as we look to do just that. Amen. Loving God, we do come before you now, and we give you thanks and praise and honor and glory this Sunday morning, because we know that you are the God of Abraham. You are the God of Isaac. You are the God of Jacob. You are the God of First Presbyterian Church. You are the God of every person who calls themselves a disciple of Jesus Christ. And as Lord and as Master of our lives, you call to us. And sometimes you call us to do things that are right in our comfort zone. Other times, Lord, you call us to do things that push us, that nudge us, okay, that sometimes really pushes us hard. I pray that each one of us will be open to seeing those opportunities, but I also pray that we will never, ever feel that we need to step out of our comfort zone just for the sake of doing something different. God, be the one who closes the doors should we ever want to do that, and be the one who flings them wide open as we step along that path that you laid out for us on our journey. We pray this now in Jesus' loving name. Amen.